So Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Okay, so good night. My name's Rich. I'm here to talk around what you've just heard of Genesis chapter 12. And we continue on our sermon series on Chosen. And what I've really found very interesting about this passage, does anybody know where this passage is often used the most? Silence. Roz are talking. Roz? No? Ministry. This passage is often used for the call of ministry. It's one of the most famous ones, that and Isaiah chapter 6. And before I delve into the passage, I just want to actually discuss that word ministry. Because the meaning, because I really want to set that correctly in the right context. So simply put, it's taking your gifts and your resources and meeting those in need in the name of Jesus. And tonight, I want us to think through what it means to be chosen by God, to be a blessing, and to impact that this has as we're called by God to serve those in our worlds. And now I use the word worlds, and I actually define that as our places where we are right now. So that could be your place of work, that could be university, that could be school. But we all have a world where we can influence and shape it. It's a place where we have been called by God to bless others. And it's by this definition of using your gifts and resources to meet the needs of those in need, in the name of Jesus, this doesn't reflect only those who are ordained or leaders of a church. To do this, we're all called to ministry. And this passage that we've just heard shows us that if you belong to God, you are one of his people. When you are called to Jesus, you are called to ministry. So tonight I want to cover three things that this text talks about. So firstly, whenever you meet God, you become someone of mission. See, whenever you come face to face with God, or to put it in a better way, when you really understand who God is and you see his love for you, you become someone on mission. Or more accurately, sent. See, the word mission comes from the Latin word missio, and missio means to be sent. So mission means send or sent. So when you see God for who he really is, and this isn't, what I mean by this isn't some kind of belief, but a true understanding of him, his character and his love for you, when you experience this God, he destroys your consumer mentality. And what I mean by this is you stop having what I kind of term as a mentality that is using God as a vending machine. You stop having a me mentality, and you start becoming a man or a woman on mission. See, let's look at Abraham. When he first meets God face to face, what happens? We've heard it here tonight in verse 1, where it says, "Leave your country, your people, your fathers, your household, leave everything." God says, "Get out of your culture. Get out of your comfortable life, get out of your comfortable family life, get out of your home and this easy life you have, and go and take some risks. Get out of your comfort zone." And you may be sitting there saying, "Hey, well, that only applies to Abraham. That's not me, this is just a one-off story in the Bible." But there are other examples in the Bible where God also calls others out of their comfort zone. See, Moses, Exodus chapter 3 at the burning bush. Here, Moses truly understands God's holiness at that moment. And what does God say? He says, "Go to Pharaoh." He says, "Leave this comfortable life you've built here and take a risk." the New Testament. We see it in with Peter, Luke chapter 5. Peter is on a boat having come back from a night of fishing, and he sees Jesus, and Jesus asks, "How'd it go?" Peter says, "Not very well, there's no fish, didn't catch anything." So Jesus then says, "Well, I'll tell you what, go out once more and fish, just do that for me." So he goes out and they gather so many fish that the boat starts to sink. And what does Peter do? When he comes back onto the shore, he throws himself to Jesus' feet and he says, "Leave me because I'm a sinner." Because in that moment, Peter has seen a glimpse of God in Jesus. But then Jesus turns around and says, no, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And so what happens with Peter is here he leaves his family business, leaves his hometown, the comfortable life that he has, just to follow Jesus. And finally, Isaiah, the prophet, when he fully sees God's glory in chapter 6, where God says, "I need somebody to go and minister to people who will not listen to this person," Isaiah, on recognizing the glory of God, says, "Send me." So as you can see, when you see God for who he really is, you lose consumer mentality faith, because you will do everything possible to serve those in need. A good analogy of this is God is a spiritual tornado. See, he will bless you to be a blessing to others. He says to Abraham, "I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." See, God will always bless you to bless others. And that's how you know you are dealing with a real God and not a God of your imagination. In John chapter 17, we read Jesus praying to God, and he says, "Father, as you send me into the world, I send them into the world." Who's Jesus talking about with the them? That's you and me, his disciples. See, we are called to go. And when we do, we get unfathomable joy. See, nobody has joy unless you know that you have something that can change the world. Nobody has joy until you finally serve something bigger than your own personal interests. It's going to be bigger than your career advancements, your love life, and even your pain. See, that's the first point. If you see God for who he truly is, you will leave your consumer mentality behind and start asking yourself, not what you can get from God, but how can you spend yourself for God? So my second point, you can't be a blessing to other people unless you lose things. So to Abraham, God says, "I'm going to bless the entire world through you, so therefore, get out." And when you start to think about our lives and your lives, and as you start to actually identify as a Christian, you soon actually start realizing that as you leave your private Christian life, that life where you don't really share anything with anybody around you, except for those in the church, that actually as you start leaving that and jumping into faith and standing up for justice, you start automatically getting challenged. You may well work in an industry, for example, that isn't well known for being followers of Jesus. And what happens at the moment that you start sharing with your colleagues that you go to church? The response is more likely to be, "Hey, you go to church?" But no one goes to church these days. They might start laughing at you. They might start treating you differently. See, when you stand up for something, it's going to cost you. So to put it another way, here at All Saints, we are beginning to think about planting a church. And what happens when you plant a church? You have to get out of the security. You have to leave this area, away from stability. You have to go to something where that isn't the case. Everyone that helps out in a church plant, they dig deeper and work harder. It's going to cost you when you plant, not just in security and stability, but also in your time and your friendships. You're likely going to be giving up your evenings to build relationships with a new community. You're going to do all of that rather than the things you'd love to do, just to build the church. See, everyone will dig in deeper as they plant. You can't be a blessing without having a cost to you. See, this is exactly what Jesus did. He got out. He got out of the comfortable world to come and save us. So if you're not willing to take risks, nothing will happen. See, will you open your mouths where you might get laughed at for having a different view of the world that's counter to everything else? Will you open your wallets to help build ministries? Will you give up your free time to serve those who need you? Will you give up your weekends to help others in need of guidance? Because if you won't, you're not using your gifts to cut into your weekends, holidays, and spare time. You're not listening to Jesus. You aren't looking at who he is. You aren't listening to God. And you aren't like God because he got out and took risks. See, that's the second point. You can't be a blessing unless you lose things. And finally, and here is some good news, God says, I will send you out, but I will bless you. God says, when you go out and take risks for God, he will bless you. So let's just think for a moment. When was it that Jesus received the Spirit? When the dove came down on him, the heavens opened, and the voice over heaven said, you are my son whom I love. When did Jesus receive this assurance from God? It's when he started his mission. It's when he started making a risk for God. See, do you want to see more of God in your life? Then you have to attempt to do more great things for him in your life. See, if we just take a quick look at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, where it says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance for what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. See, in another translation, it says that the verse 2 part, the ancients had the witness that they pleased God. See, that's an important point, that the ancients pleased God. See, the ancients were working with God to please him in all that they could do, very similar like a child tries to please their father. And in that process, they pleased God in all that they did. Or to put it another way, in the letter 1 John, this is all about knowing how you are a child of God. And just a ask is that you go away and read that this week, you can do so. To put it very, very simply, this is what 1 John is talking about. God not only shows you that you are his through an inference, and in other words, what I mean by this is, I give my life to Christ, I believe in the gospel, I see growth in my life, therefore, I'm a child of God. That is fine, and that is what 1 John is talking about. But there is one more assurance that the Bible talks about. And that assurance is the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And this is what Paul talks about, is that the weight of God and his love for us, that at times you feel as though you have to just say, stop, 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 that's enough, God. And what Paul is talking about is God coming alongside you and you knowing that God loves you so that you are ready to take on anything. Because in those moments, if we know that he loves us so much and we have a real big sense of his presence, we can actually just turn around and say, hey, let all hell break loose because I don't care. Because I have everything I need with God. And you're probably all sitting there, how do you get that assurance? Well, he blesses you when you're willing to get out. That assurance will descend on you when you're about to get out. Attempt to do great things for God, and he will give you an outpouring of himself. That's the promise that we are all called to and chosen to. God says to us, if you know me, you become a man or a woman on mission, and you will definitely bless others. But that's not going to happen unless you are willing to lose things. But if you are, I will come into your life, and I will pour myself into it. And to be quite frank, that's why many of us haven't experienced this reality or even seen God face to face, because we are unwilling to get out and take a risk. I said right at the outset that we're all called to use our gifts and resources to meet the needs of those in need in the name of Jesus. That is our calling. It's called by Jesus to minister. For me, there's no practical steps to really understand what your calling is or how or to even understand that calling. See, the calling is to be sent to use your gifts and resources for those in need in Jesus' name. We're all called to get out and minister and bless others. So this week, let's get out of our comfort zone, our security and comfortable lives, and do more for God. And no doubt we'll see amazing things happen when we push more into the callings we have by getting out. And perhaps next week we'll have amazing stories to share. So tonight we're going to be doing communion. And I just want us to use this as an opportunity to really understand who God truly is. And if that means taking more time before coming up to receive communion, then please, by all means, do it. And when you do, ask for a blessing to bless others, to step out in faith. And as the ancients did, to please God through the stuff you do, trusting in Him to break the comfort of our lives, to meet the needs of those around us, to bless others in Jesus' name. But with all of that, for God to come alongside us, to give us the assurance of His love for us as we do great things for His name. So I'm going to invite the band back up. And as we do, just use this time in the next song and ask for God to come alongside you in His presence and to feel His presence. Ask God to help you to bless others this week by stepping out to Him in faith. Let's pray. Father, I just ask that just as you called Moses, Abraham, Peter, that you call us to bless others. You gave the covenant to Abraham that because of him, a great nation will be built. We can see the assurance that has been poured out in the rest of the Bible. We have the trust and the confidence, Lord, of knowing Jesus. And as Jesus calls us, Lord, help us to get out of our comfortable lives. Challenge us to bless others, to sacrifice ourselves so we can spend more for you. Help us to understand that it doesn't matter about losing things. It's more important to bless others and serve you than to build up a comfortable life here. Amen.